The Awan brothers, essentially a criminal gang that was working for Democrats on the Hill in the House of Representatives, connected to Pakistan, that despite warnings from their own internal IG, were allowed to continue to conduct their criminal behavior. In fact, the Awan brother ringleader, was left in position to cause even more damage by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who employed him, even after he ran into law enforcement problems. There were indications they were logging on, hacking Democratic systems, taking information off of Democratic systems in the Hill. They had access to all sorts of information, including the members on the intelligence committees and other sensitive committees. They were stealing equipment. They maybe had access to your personal information. Just think, a lot of members of Congress receive calls from members of their constituents who have problems with getting government benefits and other things. That's called constituent services. Congress thrives on, that's a major issue for Congress. Congressional offices spend a lot of time and effort on constituent services because incumbent members want to take care of their voters, show that they're doing something for them. So you can imagine all the personal private data that is on these computer systems on the Hill. All could have been compromised as a result of this Awan Brothers scandal. And the Pakistani connection, where they're going in and out of Pakistan, in fact, there's a video we have out, maybe we can provide another link to it. Did you know that they were actually doing IT support out of Pakistan remotely for the Democrats? 40 members. And Luke Rosiak, who works for the Daily Caller News Foundation, reported this week, and he's been the reporter who's done much of the legwork on this story, reported that they kind of bypassed all of the background checks to let this group work. So they come in, they're hiring their family, not even performing the work for which they're being paid, just scandal on top of scandal. So this news story this week reinvigorated the whole concern. Now two of them at least are under indictment, Awan and his wife, I think there may be others. But this criminality is going uninvestigated largely by the House. They don't want to expose what went on. And when I talk about hacking, doesn't that ring a bell? Doesn't Debbie Wasserman Schultz ring a bell for you? She was head of the DNC. Remember those DNC hacks that were blamed on the Russians? Was there a connection to this Pakistani group? Was there a national security issue here? I think Congress is afraid to find out. But we're not. We have FOIAs, but it's going to be difficult to get information while these investigations supposedly are, quote, ongoing. But the House can do their own investigations. Chris Farrell did a thorough report on this. He got into more detail than I have time to get into. It's on our YouTube channel. He just did it this week as well. But he's right, you need to call your members of Congress and ask them about the Awan Brothers scandal and why aren't they investigating what went on and whether Democrats covered up the criminal misconduct of their staff while they were stealing taxpayer dollars and abusing the trust of the American people. So we're on top of everything. Well, we're not on top of everything, but we're on top of everything that you might want to be concerned about. And as always, we just don't come on and talk about it. We work on it. In the case of the Awan brothers, Judicial Watch had to sponsor a meeting on Capitol Hill. It wasn't a formal investigative committee. We worked with Louie Gohmert, the great congressman from Texas, to get at least an informal meeting so that we could have a video coverage of it and a full discussion of this scandal on Capitol Hill. And again, that's available on our channel as well. But Judicial Watch is literally doing the work of Congress up on the Hill on this key scandal.